Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. And joining us today is Dominic Burns, CEO of Creative Vistas, as well as Sari Lee, the CFO, and Mark Thompson, the VP of AwesomeView, which is one of the company's subsidiaries. And the company trades on the bulletin board, and the ticker symbol is CVAS, and they are a provider of broadband-related services. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having us on.
Everyone.
Thank you.
Great. Now, start off, and for the first part, just kind of say who you are, so you know, so the audience knows who's speaking. Can you talk to us about your quarterly results here, which were some of the value drivers behind your results?
Sorry, do you want to run with that? It's very late. Sorry, do you want to run with that one?
Yep. So basically, our quarterly results, the revenue is about 11.3 million. Continuously, this quarter we have a really good quarter. We have the operating income is about 600,000. At the same time, we did hit the net income is about 720,000. We foresee, based on the economy now, we do see the positive impact, and then we will going more upside in the future basis as well.
Well, great. And so in terms of, you know, talk about some of the recent market trends here as far as smart companies and, you know, some of the benefits that you're providing for them in order to increase workflow and save money.
Yeah, this is Dominic Burns, who's the CEO of Creative Vistas. Basically, one of the reasons why we've been able to post the positive results that we've just had is fact that we are very much positioned very, very strongly in technology sectors that basically can't honestly turn around and say that they're 100% recession-proof, but one of the things that we did do this year was we actually opened another business unit, which is a business technology, business intelligence software, which we're finding right now is being exceptionally well-received in the market, because anybody that in any sort of a business right now looking for all sorts of ways of not just surviving and sustaining their businesses, but also look at anybody that's forward thinking is looking to grow their businesses. And this piece of software, which was developed within one of our other business units, has been around now for over 7 years, but we've been using it ourselves, and we're finding it exceptionally well received in the market. And that has also been that piece of software being launched, and the customer base that we're bringing on board has helped reflect in the very, very positive numbers that we were just able to post.
Well, good. And so talk to us now. Also, your EBITDA was a total of $1.32 million. And so you guys have several subsidiaries. I know AwesomeView and so DHT. Can you talk to us about some of your main subsidiaries, what they do, what their products are, where we may be able to find them?
DHT basically spends its time in the broadband, the deployment of broadband, working for large service providers such as Comcast, Cox Communications, and Time Warner. Here in Canada, we actually entered the U.S. market last January, and basically just replicating the business model that we had here in Canada, where we work for Rogers and Cogeco, which are the two of the largest providers in Canada. Primarily what they do is they're the actual technicians that would show up to you, up to someone's house to install either a satellite or a digital cable box. Right? So it's a business unit with in and around 500 technicians, and when you have a technician force of that size, it can get very, very quickly out of control if you're not managing it properly, and that's where the business intelligence software comes in. The AC technical piece of the business is a tier one field service supplier to the electronic security integration market. AC Technical has been around 20 years and was actually the first company to join the Creative Vistas Group. It's been a very, very strongly positioned for growth over the next years, because it's been a very large change in the security integration market, where there's a convergence between IT security and physical security. And AC Technical has been all the necessary steps in place to embrace that change and to be able to move forward and to continue to grow in the future.
Great. Now, also, bring us up to speed on AwesomeView.
AwesomeView was a product that was developed within inside Dependable Home Tech for its own use. Basically, the company had a very strong growth strategy, and it knew that it needed something to be able to manage so many people, so many trucks, and quite a substantial amount of products. The product's been developed over a seven-year period internally within DHT, and all of the areas where they have offices, whether it's in the U.S. or Canada, the standards that have been set by the service providers, they're continually number one or number two in every territory in the KPIs, basically every month. So the software itself has been, for want of a better way of putting it, over-engineered internally before we decided to turn it into a commercially viable product.
Yeah, I know. And Mark, do you want to add to that?
Certainly. The software kind of does two main pieces. It automates field services, support team from kind of a pre-order entry right through to post-closing, driving a great deal of cost efficiency and effectiveness throughout the organization, back-end automation, full reconciliation ERP-type systems. And the other side is the analytics that allows the company to drill down from very high-level metrics right down into kind of the root cause drivers in a kind of high-volume, low-margin business.
Okay, great. Now, one of your customers, which is Rudder Capital, had a reported a 6-month cost saving of about $175,000. So, can you guys talk about briefly some of the benefits of your broadband services to your customers, besides, you know, obviously saving money?
Mark, I can take this one. Basically, ultimately what it comes down to is in the cable and satellite world, it's all about the customer experience. And what the actual piece of software is able to do is enhance that customer experience by the technician who is being managed in real time through a piece of software and following a set of predetermined procedures to deliver the product to the customer and get it right the first time. So ultimately, it has not just benefited Dependable Home Tech or Rudder from a financial perspective. It's also the actual end user and customers benefiting from the experience as well, because the job is being done right first, the right way the first time.
Certainly, and perhaps you guys could walk us through your back, or Mark, maybe you could start, Dominic, by walking us through your background experience as well as that of some of the key management over at Creative Vistas.
Okay, well, I've been involved in the electronic security business for 20 years. My original background was in the avionics, electrical construction world. I came into the electronic security business 20 years ago, started AC Technical Systems basically two or three months after I arrived in Canada, and the company has continued to grow basically over the last 20 years. In 2004, we did a reverse merge into India Shell, which is Creative Vistas, and AC Technical was the first subsidiary of Creative Vistas. A year later, we acquired a company that was called Can Cable at the time, which we rebranded Dependable Home Tech. That company has continued to grow quite steadily under our portfolio for the last 4 years. AwesomeView, as I said, basically was just officially launched as far as April of this year. And the management team consists of, at the Creative Vistas level, myself, Ferry, who's the CFO, our chairman, Sayan Navratnam, who's been heavily involved in taking companies public and being a visionary of moving the companies forward. We also have a director, a VP of business development, who has a very, very strong background in the financial world. He came from Bank of Montreal Seed Fund. He was a director of a $400 million fund. And
is that Mark?
No, this is another individual who's part of our team also. He's basically spent most of his time on the looking at acquisitions and business development. Right, so we're very, very focused on continuing to grow the company, not just getting more depth as far as more revenue from each business unit, but also potentially horizontally or potentially adding other companies that are a good fit for the technology play that we're working on presenting.
And perhaps all three of you can comment on this. What are some of the specific goals and milestones that the company hopes to accomplish here over the course of the next 12 months?
Ultimately, one of the biggest and most exciting things that's happening to the company is the how well received our business intelligence software has been by the market. The goal is basically to grow that piece of the business quite aggressively over the next 12 months, where it'll become a very large contributor to our revenue, our revenue line, but also our bottom line. It's a recurring revenue model, so and it's also licensing, right? So it tends to be signed, you know, 5-year contract. So it's a very very it greatly helps and enhances cash flow. Right? On the DHT side, there's a lot of really exciting opportunities going on in the U.S. right now, where the three primary companies that were service providers that we're working for down there have asked us to expand into various territories. We're just letting the dust settle a little bit right now as far as the recession and being cautious of which areas that we do go into, because it would be a CapEx component with that piece. AC Technical has been around 20 years now, so it has matured quite considerably in the market that it plays in, and is extremely well respected, and there's a number of very, very exciting opportunities for AC Technical in the next couple as well.
Well, good. And so in terms of the company's growth, will you look to grow organically, or would you consider some M&A activity?
Our strategy for next year, what we're looking at next year primarily, is organically, particularly from an acquisition point of view, because of what has went on in the recession. A lot of companies that are available for acquisition, there's quite a bit of work that that needs to be done to potentially turn them around to get them to a net income neutral position. So if the right company was to come along, we would definitely be taking a look at acquisitions. We always have a number of opportunities that are coming across our plate on a regular basis, but ultimately for next year, the goal is to grow organically.
Okay, great. And so in terms of M&A, what are some of the synergies that you would look for?
Particularly on the software side, uh-huh. It would be other companies that are in niche markets as well, similar to where we find ourselves with the AwesomeView product. We're not necessarily trying to be everything to everybody, right? Because that doesn't tend to work. You tend to be a round peg going into a square hole where there's still some gaps there. We like to believe that with the piece of software that we have, we've got all the bases covered. So there are a few products that a few other companies that we are taking a look at right now that seem to be of a similar vein, but just in different vertical markets. Right? So we are taking a look at those within the AC Technical world. It has to be very much the right philosophical and cultural fit, right? Because of how the AC Technical Systems business is managed and run.
Great. And in terms of investors, do you believe that investors or that your company's investment story is completely understood and appreciated by the investment community?
I wouldn't say 100%. Part of that's been to do with, and to be quite fair, is we as a company had to mature over a period of 5 years to basically get a very, very strong focus and just see how everything was going to play out over the first 5 years. The management team that we've put in place within the different business units is extremely strong. All the fundamentals are very, very solid. And going forward, I do plan early next year, as far as Q1 is concerned, to go out and talk to the investment community about our story, because I think the story has a lot more credence now, because it's a mature company with a very, very strong management team, and the focus is clearly defined.
So, yeah, what do you think is missing from your story? What do you think that if investors better understood would result in a higher valuation of the stock?
I would say right now that, with the recession and with what's going on, the food services play does not tend to be a very, very interesting place to put your money. The technology, software, business intelligence, which we are extremely focused on, is a much better and stronger story. And because we're extremely focused on building that, it getting in at the right time basically would be what I would have to say.
Great, and once again joining us today is Dominic Byrne, CEO of Creative Vistas, as well as Sari Lee, the CFO, and Mark Thompson, the VP of their subsidiary, Awesome View. As mentioned, the company trades on the bulletin board. Ticker symbol is CVAS, currently trading at 8 cents a share. So before we conclude, what do you believe are some of the key reasons, and I'll let anybody answer this, which would that you believe that investors should consider Creative Vistas as a good long-term investment opportunity?
I think that the fact that we've been able to produce the results, like even our third quarter results, in this very, very tough economy is sort of proof to the fact that the management team's strong, the focus of growing all the business units is everybody's aligned going forward, and there's a level of excitement that you wouldn't normally find with a company, particularly in this type of an economy.
Well, great. That's a very key point, and we certainly do look forward to continuing to track the company's growth and report on your future progress. And I'd like to thank you all for taking the time to join us and to update our investors.
Thank you very much, Juan. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.